This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Category 3 Hurricane Dorian with 120 mile an hour sustained winds is now crawling its way away from the Bahamas, which it battered for over 24 hours. Now the slow-moving storm is expected to next come dangerously close to Florida's east coast, according to the National Hurricane Center, and then it will impact coastal Georgia and the Carolinas. Jeffrey Bayard is the Associate Administrator for FEMA.
You know, FEMA will remain vigilant till this storm is well off our coast and nobody in danger. We've got what we need to support, again, from North Carolina all the way to Florida.
Democratic U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California wants an interagency investigation into the deadly fire aboard a dive boat off Santa Barbara over the weekend. At least 25 people were killed, a few still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
At least 16 people were killed and over 100 injured when a Taliban attacker detonated a suicide belt in the Afghan capital last night. It came just hours after the U.S. had said it had agreed in principle to withdraw about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan. As a very busy Labor Day travel weekend wrapped up at New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport, many passengers scrambled when an airport worker sounded an alarm after some sort of suspicious interaction with two men last night. This traveler says it was a chaotic scene.
There wasn't any loud noise. There was just a general panic in the terminal, and folks started running out. There were people kind of hiding under the benches and whatnot, and an alarm went off.
Officials say the Alaskan Airlines worker hit the alarm after he approached two men and they ran away from him. Nobody's in custody, but they say the investigation's continuing. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Defense releasing the name of a soldier killed last week in Afghanistan. Officials announcing over the weekend that Sergeant First Class Dustin Ard died on August 29th from wounds received while engaging in combat operations. The 31-year-old from Hyde Park, Utah, was assigned to the 1st Special Forces Group at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. The Trump administration is restarting a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. The announcement yesterday coming after the administration quietly stopped protections for migrants who are seriously ill. It had set off a backlash from members of Congress and immigrant advocates. Back to Hurricane Dorian, some folks in Florida looking to protect their property from the big storm came up with a clever way to keep things dry, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Brittany Vital, who lives in Davis Shores, using duct tape, 300 sandbags
all around the house,
and rolls and rolls and rolls of heavy-duty black plastic that looks like big garbage bags.
We just started out by doing 6 mil plastic
to literally wrap her entire house with the hope of keeping the water from Hurricane Dorian out. She tells Fox 30 News in Jacksonville,
if it works, it's totally worth it.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Looks like Hurricane Dorian is on the move again. It has been rather slow moving, as you've heard from all the reports, and Watson just updated me. A lot of people have been very concerned. Appreciate your prayers, and we continue to send our prayers out to the East Coast. I am here in California. For those who wonder, we're normally based out of Florida in the East Coast. And people have been most concerned, saying, "Bill, where are you?" And I said, "Okay, I'm in California. It's okay. We've decided to hunker down here as opposed to hunkering down in the East Coast." It has been, needless to say, one of those episodes that occur that routine for many Floridians. It's just like, okay, here's another hurricane. I always get concerned, though, because there's so much conversation, there's so much reporting on it that, some of our elderly there in Florida, it can be quite fearful, for them. But they've learned, and they know how to handle this for the most part. Although there's some people, we saw some people yesterday out there, taking advantage of the waves and all that, but what some have forgotten, in fact, there has already been a victim up in the Carolinas, a person decided to swim. Well, there's undertow, there's currents that come into play, even though the hurricane may be far off, and, people are actually going out there. I mean, it's just, it's kind of crazy. I keep thinking of, you remember in that scene with Lieutenant Dan? He's like half naked in the boat and yelling and screaming, like something from the Titanic, Forrest Gump style. And yelling and screaming at the winds. And there's some people, they just have that kind of attitude. And, you kind of love that in a sense, that sense of liberty and orneriness, I guess. The wind's not going to get me. I mock at the wind, whatever it is. But, anyway, they're, again, like I said, I appreciate your prayers. We're not in Florida. We're hanging tight here. Normally, the airport that we fly into has been closed, and we'll find out later today if it will reopen. That's in Fort Lauderdale. But again, appreciate the prayers, and our prayers should be, as one person said to me, "Oh, thank God it's going to miss your area." I said, "Yeah, but what about the Carolinas, and what about Georgia as it continues to move up?" So, it's needful. We're looking at an incredible amount of damage that is still yet to be calculated in the billions of dollars as a result of Hurricane Dorian. And by the way, a dear friend of mine sent me this tip. And this is actually a tip that's been around for a long time. I think it's a good idea. And hundreds of thousands of people have passed this on. And it says you should always put a quarter on a frozen cup of water before a hurricane. Now think about it. And it's a brilliant idea because sometimes, we lose power, and you're not sure about the food in the refrigerator. Is it, what did it experience? Is it okay? Well, what it will tell you is that if you go back and check your refrigerator, if the quarter is where you left it at the top of the frozen water, okay, so what you're going to do is put a dish of water, a cup of water in your freezer and freeze it and then put it, leave it there and put a quarter on top. Well, if you come back a couple of days later or whatever and you check it, and if the quarter is down at the bottom of the cup and the water's refrozen, regardless, even if it isn't refrozen, you know that what happened is your food got defrosted. And if it's frozen, well, you know, and the quarter's at the bottom, right? This makes sense to you? That it has, you know, it defrosted. And it froze again. So what you want to do is make sure, and what you hope for, is that when you go there and you look at the cup of frozen water, that the quarter is right where you left it. If it is, that means your food's good. If it's halfway down, it might be a little bit of a risk, and you know, why risk it? If it is, that means you had some defrosting, even if it's halfway down, right? So that's up to you as to how you manage that. But I thought that was a great tip. It's one that's been around for a long time, and sometimes we forget some of these tips along the way. And so I pass it on to you for you know, for what it's worth. But I got to tell you, a lot of politicians right now, particularly James Comey, particularly he's not regarded as a politician, but the former FBI director. It almost seems like he's a politician because he's got himself up to his neck in politics, and you know how this will play out, but I'm sure he's grateful that Dorian has come up, because it's kind of taken a little bit of the light and luster off of him for the moment. But he thinks that you know, with his statements, which I think are quite arrogant. I mean, it's almost like of the same mindset of Jussie Smollett, right? Instead of being thankful for what you got and just staying quiet and just, okay, I'm just going to sit this one out, keep my head down. Nope, yeah, raise his head up and, you know, claim some sort of clemency or, you know, some sort of innocence. When, you know, you read this and, you know, you read the report from the IG and you go, wait a minute, I'm not sure how he gets there. You know, maybe I'm not an attorney, and maybe in legalese terms, there's a get out of, you know, jail card in the statement there. But, you know, I don't see it. It just seems like, you know, in much the same way as with Hillary Clinton. Here's all these bad things that she did, and, you know, with destroying evidence and things that were supposed to have been saved, they all got destroyed, and somehow, you know, you wiped it with a cloth, as she said, so, you know, kind of smirkingly, you know, and bleach bit all this information, actually, and physically broke up and destroyed evidence. I mean, kind of amazing. Now, you and I, we always, you know, use this example. If you and I did this, we'd be in jail, you know, but this is the two-tiered system of law that we have right now. We've got a tiered system for the elites that are too big to fail and too big to jail, and then you've got us everyday commoners who don't have the wherewithal and couldn't withstand any kind of look-see by federal government, whether it be FBI or any other official agency, because they're going to, you know, put you in a corner, like what they did to Jerome Corsi, as they tried to do Jerome Corsi and to others, and Mike Flynn, General Flynn, that they're saying, hey, look, at you know, it's you, it's your kids, it's we're coming after you big time. And they're forced into relenting and signing off. George Papadopoulos, the same thing. And we find out what our government was doing. What for what? Because they hated Trump. They didn't want Trump to be president. Well, you know, you can't blame them. You know, we knew this all along, that Trump was going to come in and move their cheese, as they say. And they didn't like it. They didn't like an outsider coming in. I mean, he didn't pay the dues. He didn't go to all the cocktail parties, you know, the select cocktail parties that you're supposed to go through to get, you know, to get the holy hallelujah over you that says, okay, you're okay, you're one of us, and, you know, we're going to allow you to run for president. No, I mean, he came in totally as an outsider. And this is why 63 million people, one of the main reasons they voted for him, because they realized we need it. You know, we need an outsider. I think concerns me is that, yes, you know, if we're fortunate enough to reelect this president, we have him. But then, you know, who after him? Right now, the Democratic Party is in absolute shambles. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, bless his heart, you know, the question keeps coming up. You know, why? Why are you doing this? You know, Barack Obama says, you know, you don't have to do this, Joe. And with all the gaffes and, you know, everything that continues and, you know, the weak messaging, I mean, you thought Hillary Clinton's messaging was weak. My goodness, I mean, this is a whole new level. But this is what happens when you think so negatively and your only reason to exist is to get rid of the other guy. Right? I mean, wow, and you'd think that they would have seen how this worked, because the Republicans tried it, you know, in two voting cycles with Barack Obama. And it didn't work for Barack Obama, even though his approval ratings and unemployment, especially the second time around, was at an all-time low. Never, never before had anybody been reelected with such low numbers. Well, we never had a black president before either, I guess. So, hey, there's nothing new under the sun and no surprises. So we'll see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
That's what we like, a little bit of attitude here as we're fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, as we were saying about President Trump, you know, in a lot of ways, what he is sharing with us is quite reasonable. And this is why Main Street America, I mean, forget about the Beltway and forget about what the fake news is writing about, you know, because they're upset. You know, they don't like anything that's not business as usual. They've been able to establish a whole new estate that says the media is right no matter what, and that we are supposed to listen and just march lockstep based on the headlines they throw at us. And President Trump comes in and says, look, you guys are a bunch of fake news guys. You know, you've abandoned the basic tenets of professional journalism. And what are you putting out there? All because you're a bunch of liberals and you are committed to your agenda and you're upset because conservative thought is in and conservative practice is in the White House, and you are annoyed because you've been having your way with this country and with the body politics for a number of years, and even under the George W. Bush administration, you've had your way. But now you've got a president that pushes back, calls you out on it, and interestingly enough, calls you out on the facts. I mean, you know, you may refute something because maybe he used the wrong language. It was, you know, the wrong identification because he called it wiretapping, for example. Oh, wiretapping, oh, that doesn't exist, you know. Well, whatever you want to call it. You want to call it surveillance, illegal surveillance of a political opponent. That's bottom line is what happened. But, you know, they don't come back and go, well, you know what, he was mostly right than wrong. So goes the narrative brought to you by the Beltway and by those ruling elites in journalism, whether it's the New York Times or the Washington Post and all that. But it wasn't that long ago when, considering the Democrats and what Barack Obama would say. See, this is the thing that was so disarming about Barack Obama, was that he was, he was very charming. You know, in much the same way as Bill Clinton was very charming. They knew how to put the words together and lead you to believe that they were looking out for our best interests. But their actual policies and things that they wanted to do, worked against us. And this is why Bill Clinton got in trouble and he came back and said, and we can thank Newt Gingrich for that and the Republican Party because they held him in check. And he had to come back, and of course the voters too, that said, look at the, you know, your policies are not working, they're very deleterious, and so let's go with the Contract for America. And Newt Gingrich and the Republican Party had a great opportunity here, and what it did, it caused President Clinton at the time to make the announcement that the era of big government was over. It was dead. Okay, it was a new era. And look what happened. You know, the legacy of Bill Clinton, he can thank Newt Gingrich and the Republicans for his legacy and the success of his presidency. Now, Barack Obama, on the other hand, said with one hand, we're going to fundamentally transform America. And we go, oh, to what? Still that question remains, but I think more and more we're starting to see what he wanted to do. Was move us more into a Marxist direction, but yet all the other language seemed, you know, pretty reasonable. Like, for example, here's what he had to say about immigration.
We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
Now, his words, pretty reasonable, right? And you say, yeah. And see, this is the kind of stuff that we would hear from him. And you go, okay, wow, this is our president. He's on top of it. Today, President Trump says, you know what? I agree with President Obama 100%. But I'm not sure the Democratic Party does. That's the thing, right? The Democratic Party is totally unhinged over this deal. You know, being led by AOC and, you know, Nancy Pelosi cannot, as the leader, she cannot seem to wrangle them in because they're totally off the hinges here. They do not agree with President Obama, then President Obama. They disagree with him blatantly. And interestingly enough, I mean, this is how upside down this has become, is you got President Trump saying, hey, 100%, I'm with the guy. And whether it's Joe Biden, you know, their titular head of the race right now, he still leads of the three between Warren and Sanders, and something's going to give there because I think neither one of them are going to be the last man standing or last woman standing in that situation because they're just... you know, they're just cannibalizing one another. But Joe Biden, who seems to be somewhat of the reluctant messiah here for the Democratic Party, and his claim to fame repeatedly is that I hate Donald Trump. We just can't stand Donald Trump. And even Mrs. Biden, you know, you may have to hold your nose, but vote for my president, only vote for my husband because, you know, we just hate Donald Trump. Well, I tell you this, but not everybody in America hates Donald Trump. I mean, there are certain aspects of his personality, but hey, look at what president came down the pike that we just said, oh, man, he's, you know, he's God incarnate. He's just absolutely perfect. But when we look at the policies and what's going on and in terms of the reinvigoration and, you know, dare I say, a point for, you know, conservatives to quit, you know, to kind of have some confidence in the things they believe in. I mean, there's enough empirical evidence to demonstrate that conservatism is alive and well. I mean, this is what has been the backbone of our country and how the media would like to portray conservatism. And all for the sake of argument. And, of course, this is the thing that, you know, Democrats are really good at. I mean, they are black belts. I say they are 10-degree black belts. And that's this whole spirit of invalidation. They know how to shut you down. And they're backed up by the media and everything else. And, you know, every once in a while, you will hear a good response, whether it's from, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, you know, D'Souza, President Trump, you know, but those things are all kind of swallowed up. But I tell you, conservatives, you know, we're getting practice. You know, we got lots of practice and, you know, being rebuffed and, you know, you cannot be faint of heart because what are you standing for? You know, the reason that we stand for conservatism is not only because it's practical and there's empirical evidence that show us time and again that when we follow our conservative instincts and policies, it goes mo better for everybody. And that's what I've seen, you know, by experience, time and again. So we don't need to make excuses for it. I welcome ideas. I said, give me an idea. Give me a better idea. I'm with you. But, you know, or, you know, I will consider it. And if it is really better and I'm you convince me that it is, then, hey, yes, then I'm with you. I'm right there. But, you know, these Marxist ideas, these communist socialist ideas that are coming down the pike, I'm not with you. You know, it is antithetical to the very basis. I'm a Constitution guy. I'm with our founding fathers. I think we were so blessed with the founding fathers to demonstrate the kind of courage that is required today. Just because you think that it was so many years ago, 243 years ago, 250 years ago, that, you know, that kind of courage was required. Don't think that, you know, that was then, this is now, it's a different time. No, you know, President Reagan made it clear that liberties do not pass in the bloodstream, you know, from one generation to the next. This is something that we have to be vigilant for. You know, it's like a baton pass. It is with that fervor and passion that has its roots 250 years ago with our founding fathers that we must hold on to and pass on to the next generation. We can't be laissez-faire about it. And that's been part of the problem is we've become fat and happy and rather, you know, we're just kind of shrugging over things. You know, as J. Vernon McGee says repeatedly, I love his line, is that we've just, you know, we don't blush anymore in America. You know, we just let this stuff, we let this stuff all go. And, you know, crazy things are said, you know, words are spoken that are so irreverent and lack civility, and nobody is embarrassed. There's no shame. It's all okay, all in the interest of free speech. Oh, unless you're part of the woke society. If you're a woke society, that's a whole different, you know, that's a whole different orientation of class that you're going to have to take and a whole new language and dictionary. So, and I guess we're starting to be exposed to the new words here and the new guidelines for interaction. And be real sensitive because of sensory overload, amongst other things. But that conversation will continue as we continue to be enlightened. So thank you for being with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is
uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Category 3 Hurricane Dorian with 120-mile-an-hour sustained winds is now crawling its way away from the Bahamas, which it battered for over 24 hours. Now the slow-moving storm is expected to next come dangerously close to Florida's east coast, according to the National Hurricane Center, and then it will impact coastal Georgia and the Carolinas. Jeffrey Bayard is the Associate Administrator for FEMA.
You know, FEMA will remain vigilant till this storm is well off our coast and nobody's in danger. We've got what we need to support, again, from North Carolina all the way to Florida.
Democratic U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California wants an interagency investigation into the deadly fire aboard a dive boat off Santa Barbara over the weekend. At least 25 people were killed, a few still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bill Martinez.
And I will wait for you.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Well, President Trump's approval rating, 47% according to the Rasmussen poll, and Democrats are still beside themselves. I mean, they're burning novena candles. They're jumping up and down and cheering for a recession. I mean, what is going on? I mean, have we failed to realize that supposedly we're on the same team? But the Democrats still want to keep us divided. You know, as we say here on this radio show, it's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's about an us thing, the United States of America, and what's good for all concerned here. Alfredo Ortiz joins us now, President and CEO of Job Creators Network. Alfredo, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you very much for having me. Always great to be on the show.
Well, you wrote a new op-ed that was on the Hill, in the Hill, I should say, stating that this recession obsession is unwarranted, and that's if you're anything but a manipulating type Democrat, you know, because it is unwarranted. I mean, it's that what Zig Ziglar would call, Alfredo, you recall, he called it stinking thinking. You know, that is, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's quite frankly, it's vile and unpatriotic as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, the left is literally rooting for our economy to go into a recession. And of course, the liberal media isn't helping because they're just trying to talk it up, right? Because they're hoping that they're going to be able to convince the American public that things are really horrible. Unfortunately, the economy and the numbers and the record numbers that we're seeing in a positive direction and you know, that President Trump put on in place because of his the Tax Cut and Jobs Act and also, you know, cutting red tape, that's really created a red-hot economy, and that is an inconvenient truth for the Democrats, and that's the bottom line. And it's part of this 3R strategy, I guess, now for them, right? They tried the Russia collusion. That failed, right? They tried the racism stuff on him. It failed. Now they're trying the recession thing, and that's going to fail because the numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, without a doubt. So what are you going to believe, you know, the lying media or the balance in your checkbook?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And when you look at the progress, of course, Bill, and I know we've talked about this before, but it's always good to remind it, because unless it's on your show or other shows like this, right, that actually talk about the truth and what's going on, you're never going to hear, right? Record low unemployment, we haven't seen it in over 50 years. Every single demographic group, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, record low unemployment. I mean, over almost 6 million jobs created since President Trump, came in office. Wage growth is a steady 3.2%. In fact, blue collar is stronger than white collar. But all this is what the Democrats are basically calling a recession, because what they're doing is they're just lying to the American public, right? So they're taking and just creating false narratives. Mm-hmm. And then putting them out there, and the liberal left media is just running with it.
Well, and, the people are smart enough to figure this out, Alfred, even though they're bombed, with 90% of negative media here, brought to you by the mainstream media, the way in which they're doing this, and to use your point about racism, they might have a foothold if the economy was only helping white people. And, blacks and Hispanic were, experiencing, horrendous historic double-digit unemployment ratios. And, they weren't buying new homes, that new businesses being created were only happening in the white sector of America, that minority new business openings was not happening there. But the empirical evidence is so solid that people have to suspend reality in order to buy into this narrative that the Democrats would want us to believe.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, because they know that they cannot win against President Trump, against these record economic numbers, the strong positive gains that have been created in 2020. They know that that's something they'll lose on. Mm-hmm. And so what they want to do is make sure that that's not part of the narrative, and that there is, if there is a narrative talking about the economy, that it's a bad narrative.
Exactly.
And so again, and they're hitting it with a consumer, because we know 2/3 of our economy is really consumer driven. So they're trying to scare the American consumer into basically saying, look how bad things really are. But you know what? It's that great saying, right? Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
Exactly.
Right? Really, it's going to be that they are better off. I mean, across the board. And that's something, again, we can trace it all the way back to two huge things that almost immediately the Trump administration took on, which was tax cuts and red tape. I mean, that right there in of itself, those two elements, created this economic boom that we're feeling right now.
I got to tell you, Alfredo, what is increasing the frustration for most Americans right now is, especially for those of us like yourself that are entrepreneurs and business people, we know about timing. And when business is good and it's rolling in a positive way, we want to make hay while the sun shines. I mean, there are things that are happening that you just want to maximize. And right now, as business people, we look at all these delays and obstruction that's been going on, and we're losing out on resources and opportunity. Right now, we should, with a little bit of cooperation, have already had the USMCA trade deal done.
Right.
Japan has already come at the G7, told Donald Trump, hey, we're ready to sign. We'd have had some European partners sign. We'd have been well on our way, and China would not be so reluctant, even though right now, obviously, there's been some pressure on them, and they are scooting to the WTO. I don't know what kind of relief they're going to expect to get from the World Trade Organization when they basically have ignored and abused the WTO, and now they're going to have to reconcile all this stuff that they've been doing that's been in violation of the WTO agreement. But it just tells you that there's so much pressure. But that aside right now, it's the idea of cooperation. I would say easy, we'd be doing 4, maybe on our way to 5% GDP. And that is me and my very crude observation of the economy and the human potential that we have here in America.
Bill, amen. I mean, I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, you're absolutely right, especially with the USMCA deal. That thing should have been locked and loaded already, deal signed and delivered, right? But it's not. The Democrats are going to do everything they can to obstruct that and try to make sure that it doesn't pass. But that is a great deal and needs to pass. But we also need to also throw in the whole Fed thing, Bill, as well. I mean, we those rates have to come down. And I have to tell you, the September meeting that's coming, we should at least see half a point. We were, back in December, Job Creators Network was very consistent in its pushback with the Fed in terms of that interest rate hike that they took. They should not have taken that hike. Jerome Powell should not have pushed for that. But he claimed in the spirit, I think, of, oh, look how independent we are, so we're not going to be political.
Right.
I have to tell you, they took that rate increase because exactly they were political. right? They wanted to show that they, hey, you know, Mr. President, you can't push us around, so we're going to take that rate increase up. That was the worst thing we could have done for the economy. When you look at where we are vis-a-vis the rest of the countries and their interest rates, I mean, we got to get our rates down, right, so that we can be competitive. Mm-hmm. Combined with what you said and combined with a better interest rate environment, which is what we should be doing almost immediately, mm-hmm. we'd be humming around at a much stronger growth rate, which quite frankly, exactly. One point you made is when times are good as business people, right, that is also when we invest back in our businesses, right, when we may be able to shut down a plant and fix it up and stuff like that. That's what President Trump is doing right now, especially exactly. on trade deals across the country. He's taking a great economy and leveraging the fact that we're in this great economy and maybe shaving off a 0.1 or 0.2 or 0.3 off that GDP growth so that we can fix something that has been broken for decades that, quite frankly,
exactly.
Republican and Democratic presidents for years have just kept mm-hmm. punting. And President Trump is taking it head on, and look, we support him on that.
Without a doubt. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, getting back to your earlier point about Chairman Powell saying he didn't want to be political, and I know this wasn't on his watch, but still, the Fed was very political under Barack Obama with all the quantitative easing that they did.
Right. That's right. That's right. And, I mean, if we only had that kind of interest rate environment, mm-hmm. You know, right now, I mean, we would be humming, I think, at 4%. I kid you not, Bill. I think we'd be at 4% easily if we had those kinds of rates. So I hope Powell comes to the table with what he has to do this month.
Yeah, and Alfredo, what would that mean? You know, 4% GDP, what would that mean for everyday Americans in Main Street America right now?
Well, I mean, it would just be absolute, even more job growth. I mean, we're already, again, at record low unemployment. We continue to see that growing. But frankly, I think what we would see is stronger wage growth. I don't think inflation in the wage sector is actually a bad thing, because under Barack Obama, we actually had negative wage inflation, deflation. So mm-hmm. actually, a stronger wage growth, even from higher from where we are today, would be a great thing. And I think that's what would happen if we had these lower rates, so that, you know, especially our small business owners, where 2/3 of new job growth is in their hands in small business, they could keep on growing and keep on investing back in their people and in their businesses.
And under the Trump administration, we've got more people, you know, participating in our government as well, as opposed to Barack Obama, who had a lot of money being turned over, you know, under the table, as we would say. Alfredo Ortiz has been our guest. Alfredo, always appreciate all the great work that you're doing there at the Job Creators Network. You got it. Have a great day.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
pick something already.
Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal. You cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. This portion of the show brought to you by my good friends at Sovereign Laboratories. You know, you've heard me brag about them. They are the makers of Colostrum LD. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the banner ad. Get back on the road to health. I'll tell you, it's going to make a huge difference for you. And, hey, you're going to be able to leap tall buildings at a single bound one more time. Cape or no cape, because that's just the way it works, you know. Samantha Mao is with us, the good news girl. You can go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, that infamous website of ours, and at Sam's Corner, and catch up on all the viral video reports that she shares with us every week. Hey, Miss Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm hunkered down in California. I stayed away from the East Coast by the grace of God, the way my schedule worked out. You're hunkering down and getting ready for Dorian. I guess Dorian's going to be passing your way sooner or later here, right?
Maybe eventually. I heard it's almost at a standstill. It's going about 1 mile an hour. So
right.
I'm hoping that it'll, you know, lose its strength and do as little damage to everybody as possible. We're hoping to kind of stay out of the way here, but you never know.
Well, you have to be like a bullfighter and just go ole and let it pass through as best you can. I mean, it went, you know, from a cat 5, and now it's down to a 3. Hey, look at, you keep wondering. You know, President Trump was kind of suggesting a while ago maybe you send a nuclear you know, some nuclear bomb, you know, at these hurricanes, maybe to find some way to contain them. It was a thought, and then others said, you know, that may not be a bad idea, but I don't see any nuclear weapons being pointed that way. Maybe we get North Korea just to, you know, practice shoot one over that way, but we'll probably have to cover over its course too much. Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a joke. Little nuclear funny here, that's all. Hey, let's take a look at these viral videos. You got a peace offering here from a Chick-fil-A worker that hands out sandwiches to Popeye's employees. Interesting. What's going on?
Now, has anything been more viral in the last, I don't know about, like, your area of the country, but in this area of the country, the feud between Popeye's and Chick-fil-A has been pretty major. It's been quite the viral sensation because Popeye's came out, challenged Chick-fil-A, who some people refer to as the Lord's Chicken, with their own chicken sandwich. And people said it was amazing, so Popeye's has had lines. People waiting hours for their own Chick-fil-A sandwich. Well,
we're having a chicken off going on here. I got to imagine Popeye's probably a little upset because Chick-fil-A was voted the number one fast food restaurant. I mean, they actually beat out In-N-Out Burgers. In-N-Out was still number one as far as burgers are concerned, but overall it was Chick-fil-A coming in number one.
Well, you know, I think part of the reason Chick-fil-A is number one is because of some examples like this story right here. This is in Gates City, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. A searcher actually ended up going viral. Uh-huh. A Chick-fil-A employee and a Popeyes employee kind of talking over a fence. What ended up happening, according to Janae Walker, teacher here in North Carolina, mm-hmm. she went to Popeyes to get the chicken sandwiches, and they're all waiting in line. And she sees a man standing on the side with an orange shirt, so he looks like he works at Popeyes, but mm-hmm. he's got a handful of chicken sandwiches. And she's like, what in the world? This is such a crazy story.
Uh-huh.
Well, what ended up happening was Popeyes had run out of chicken sandwiches, so the director from the Chick-fil-A across the street he was originally just bringing food for the employees because he knew they were working really hard.
Oh,
but then
my gosh.
He ended up handing it out to Janae and different school teachers saying how much he appreciated them, and it ended up being a viral moment. And, you know, that's how Chick-fil-A keeps winning hearts. But I heard Popeye's chicken's really good. I just thought it was an awesome story.
Well, that's great.
It's an amazing picture.
Hey, I think our world is big enough for two places that offer chicken for Popeyes
absolutely.
And Chick-fil-A, don't you think?
I think so, too. I think that sounds great to me. The more delicious chicken sandwiches, the better, in my opinion.
Hey, without a doubt. Well, the cows agree. They want you to eat more chicken. Right?
That's right.
I love their billboards. They're so clever.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love this cast.
Let's talk about this 7-year-old boy that chooses to meet his bone marrow donor from Germany over going to Disney World. This is interesting.
So 6 years after surviving a bone marrow transplant, 7-year-old Gabriel Smith, he had a choice from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You know, they're known for granting wishes for children with chronic illnesses or serious illnesses. So he could choose either go to Disney World or he could meet the man who saved his life. And Gabriel thought about it, and he decided he'd rather meet Dennis Gutt. He's a 25-year-old carpenter from Germany. Now, Gabriel lives in Illinois mm-hmm. with his family. So what they ended up doing is flying Gabriel out. So Gabriel was 19 at the time. And, you know, he wanted to meet Gabriel. Gabriel is the little boy. Dennis
yes.
Wanted to come out and was flown out to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
So Dennis flies out. He was 19 at the time mm-hmm. when he became the match. And, you know, you just think about this match. They said that Gabriel's parents said the friends and family in his community come out trying to be a bone marrow match, and they couldn't find one. And it ended up being this 25-year-old carpenter from Germany who was
from
19
from Germany. Unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing?
I'll tell you,
it's amazing.
As they say, it's such a small world, and God bless them. What a neat treat. I mean, you know, for the boy, and what a choice. Okay, hey, Disney World, I mean, who would want to go to Disney World? You know, or meet the guy that saved your life. I mean, wow, good choice. This young man, he is a quality individual. You know that he's going to do well, right?
Oh, yeah, I think he's going to do very well, and so is the young man who saved him. I just, you know, they weren't even aware of his name at the time of the donation. It was just there was a match, an online match service, and they matched them together, and I just think,
wow.
You know, it makes a lot of you want to go out there and think, hey, you know, you don't ever know if you could be the match. If you'd be willing to donate your bone marrow to a stranger, that'd be a great thing to do.
Well, and donating bone marrow, I mean, it's not like, you know, some easy thing. I mean, this is, it's kind of a painful experience, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot to it. It's not like somebody just drawing a quart of blood out of you.
Oh, yeah. It's a process in itself. It can be painful and dangerous. And, you know, I just think it's amazing that a stranger from so far away would be willing to save his life.
For a family and a young boy that he knows nothing about, other than he's a fellow humanoid going through the journey of life. Well, God bless him. God bless him richly, you know, for his generosity and his kindness toward this young boy. You know, we're heading back to school. In fact, I was talking to son number 3, and they were all excited. They were high-fiving. He and his wife, because the kids are going back to school. And when we were in Hawaii, we were flying back, and I was sitting by these group of kids from Newport Beach, California. And I said, "Well, are you excited to get back to school?" Ah, you know, not really. You know, but I said, "Well, what a great treat! You know, you got to go to Maui and have that as your closing bookend of your summer vacation and everything. Now back to school, and the parents are, you know, they're, oh my God, we can't wait for school to start. You know." It's kind of the attitude. But some of the things about going back to school that we take for granted, is that there are some kids out there that just dread it. They dread going back to school because, you know, we see all the ads about new clothes and, you know, the fashions and all that kind of deal. And shouldn't that be the case for every child going back to school? But for some kids, there's no new clothes. I mean, it's a tough situation, right, Sam?
That's right. And, you know, so Chase Neiman Square actually thought about this down in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
He started a project where he has his own closet for kids going back to school. It's called, he runs something called Pam's Pantry, and it's a closet behind the stage of the school's gym. Mm-hmm. And he has donated clothes and different school supplies. And he actually thought about it from the school's Spark program. It's like where kids brainstorm ideas over the summer. It's like a summer project, and you have to come up with something that you think would be helpful to the community. And this is what he came up with. And he thought, you know, I've been so fortunate to have all these things, but I thought about what would I feel like if I was in the situation of some of my peers. You know, he's only in eighth grade, and he's just sitting there thinking about his community. And it's got clothes, and anybody can come in anytime and get what they need, from clothes to school supplies. So it makes going back to school a little bit easier, and I think it also makes those people feel loved and supported, you know, instead of ashamed or embarrassed about something like that. I think it's just a great idea. Maybe there'll be more Pam's Pantries popping up around.
Exactly.
The country. I think that would be wonderful.
What a great example. I mean, you know, this gives you hope when you hear stories like this, Sam, and brought to you by young people. I mean, and not by adults, but young people who see, as you say, it's about community. And you are in that community at that particular, you know, point and level, if you want to put it in those terms, and you see it, you know, in a very special way, and you could talk about it, but in this particular case, this young man is proactive, and hopefully this catches on, you know, for other communities as well. Now, you got a story here. We got about a minute and a half left here, Sam, and I want to talk about this Oregon woman that's turning school buses into tiny homes for working homeless families. I mean, homelessness in this country is running rampant. It is an epidemic and quite dangerous on many levels, as we've discussed on this show. But you've got a woman who is rather proactive in doing something about offering, you know, some cover for working homeless families.
That's right. So Julie Atkins, she's a freelance journalist from Ashland, Oregon. She began a road trip back in August of 2016 that ended up changing her life. Over the course of 2 years, she pitched tents and she lived among the homeless population from Portland to Denver. She ended up noticing that a lot of them were living in school buses, so she decided to take action and create her own school bus where homeless people could live so they would be able to get back on their feet as they got a job. She's currently writing on a book called One Paycheck Away to talk about the homeless problem here in America, and highlighting what people go through and, you know, how people end up in situations like this. I think the book and the buses are going to be something that ends up changing a lot of lives and bringing a highlight to this problem.
Well, America would be better blessed if it was longer on compassion and less on criticism. That's all I've got to say. This story and many others are waiting for you right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. You can drop her an email if you've got a good story that you want to suggest. Sam, the email real quick, 2 seconds.
Samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers.